Blog Talk Radio.
Fuck you, cat. Move it.
Howard Stern's penis. Tonight, it's your legendary Wednesday Night Mess Around. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Rad Legend Broadcasting Network studios here in sunny Tampa, Florida, it's the Metal Hammer of Doom. And I am your host, a mandated reporter, and frankly, I'm mortified. Your old pal, Weezy, old man who shakes fist at clouds, Mr. Mark Rattledge. And tonight, I'm so excited. Christmas has come early. 2 weeks in a row. Quiet, Dominic. 2 weeks in a row, we will be doing albums from some of my favorite bands. This week, it's hypersexual glam metal retro rockers Steel Panther. Their album was delayed a month, but it only made the waiting sweeter. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we review Lower the Bar, and boy, did it get low. Next week, of course, is body count, motherfucker. But we'll get to that later. Tonight, it's all about the love. No, all lives matter as we go in the back door. I can't get away from that phrase. We're going in the back door tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
And
that is... And speaking of mortified, that voice you hear, of course, is Love a Man himself, the Don Juan of North Carolina, Mr. Lonely Hearts, Robert the Metal Cooper. How you doing, sir?
Well, my date found out steps and has talked to me about 5 times in 3 days.
Did you ask her if you could dip your nuts in her chocolate?
No. I kind of realize that somebody's probably ignoring you when you see they posted on Facebook and they haven't texted you all day.
Oh, boy. Mm. And that disappointed dad grunt you just heard comes from our third chair, the host of Source Material in his own right, Jesse Starcher.
What's
how
that?
Do you do, sir? I'm trying to introduce Jesse. Jesus.
Coop's either got cat issues or woman issues or a combination of both, and that's understandable,
Or locked in the basement issues.
That's happened. That has happened on a podcast. ladies and gentlemen, I hope you stick around until we finish all over your eardrums tonight, because – Steel Panther is in the house. Well,
why
not exactly in the house.
Wait a minute. Why are you finishing in people's ears?
We are in their ears right now, Mark Rattledge. Can you not feel? It's tight. She's tight.
She's tight. She's tight. People going, why does he keep calling this the Wednesday Night Mess Around? Well, folks, this is why.
5 minutes all in, right. If you can't figure that shit out.
Ah, yes. Our legendary Wednesday night mess around. All right. We lost Coop there momentarily. I'm pretty sure his cat ran away with his phone. Yep, he's back. Okay.
I had to switch phones because my phone made you guys sound like, kind of sounded like y'all were like sitting in another room talking through a fan.
Okay, well, I'm glad we fixed that problem. All right.
It would be one fan that we actually knew we had.
Especially because all we have is like 50 people and none of them are women.
That's not true. I just looked at the stats. We flipped again. First of all, according to the last stats I checked on Facebook, on Block Talk, where the sample of ages of people listening to us are apparently like 55 to 65 from what I remember. It was really high up there, number one. Number two, we're back to 75% female.
Oh, goodness.
We're back to all female again. And in third place behind America and the UK is Portugal. Apparently, we are now hot fire in Portugal. We may have to take this show on the road.
Wow.
Yeah.
We'll bring all of our kids. And by all of our kids, I mean you guys will bring your kids, and I'll bring my cat.
you bring that pussy. You bring that pussy across the world, Robert.
Probably the only one will be bringing it this rate.
Oh, Jesus. Would somebody listening to this show please date this man? I can't take it anymore. And until then,
let's be honest. We're listening to an album this week that talks about busting nuts, going in behind, and old man spunk. Oh yeah, the spunk on the walls.
Oh yeah.
Hey, listen. There's some real emotion in this latest Steel Panther album, Lower the Bar. The fourth major studio album by said band, Steel Panther, which was originally scheduled for February 24th, but it just came out last Friday because I guess one of the guys in the band had some drinking issues that they needed to get dealt with. I have to say, you know, if 2016 was a year of disappointing albums, you know, where we had high hopes, we had...
Hi, who's your favorite possum?
those hopes were dashed on more than one occasion. I mean, I think we at the end of the year we were like, this was the most disappointing year for records. 2017 has made up for it, and the hits just keep on coming. This Lower the Bar is outstanding. It's easily become one of my favorite albums this year, and I know I've said that a few times. It's because these albums are so good. I mean, it's different in the sense that it's not my favorite. Like, Creator was my favorite. It's just, you know, it meets a different need for me.
Yes.
Jesse, do you remember our last show from, I think, 2 years ago when we reviewed, and I actually reposted it in preparation for this, I believe it was All You Can Eat. Do you recall that at all? Yeah. Did you listen to it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I absolutely listened. I remember listening to that podcast, and I remember listening to that album, of course. I think that was my introduction to Steel Panther. If maybe I might have heard about them maybe once or twice before, but regardless, yes. I remember. Was I on that podcast? I wasn't, was I?
No.
No.
I think you
– okay.
I want to say maybe at the end, something like that, because I want to say, like, you commented on, like, hey, thanks for – or that might have been the cover show, now that I'm thinking about it. But yeah, I think that was me and Coop. Yeah.
Yeah,
and
regardless.
I think that one was me and Coop.
All You Can Eat was awesome. That was a blast of an album.
It had one of my favorite tracks ever. You know it. Going about She's on the Rag.
Yeah.
Apparently she's still on the rag as we go through this album.
Mark's like, it was so nasty. And I was like, who are you fucking kidding? It is hilarious, cause especially because it's Mark squirming, and he works with inmates.
All right. Well, as I said offline, I did not want to do too much dicking around tonight. So let's get to it.
Plenty of it on this album.
Really, just a lot of dicking around on this.
Are we going to start this podcast in the back door?
We really are. Ladies and gentlemen, your front may be all locked up tight, but we're about to go in your back door.
I'm trying to stifle laughs just because these guys bring the imagery, and man, gosh,
little bit muddy.
Oh no, I didn't catch that. I've only listened to this album about 1.5 times because you know where I was listening to this
at work
in the break room. I was listening to this in the break room at work. I had to turn it down when it was saying, and you made me. Oh, what song was it?
That's when you came in and blew me.
Yes, it was.
That's when you came in and blew me. Everybody clap.
It was that. And then Pussy Ain't Free. I'm just sitting there with like some old guys sitting around. Pussy Ain't Free. And I'm like, fuck.
I have to say, before we get into the lyrical content, and boy, if you're not into the lyrics, you're not into this band. They really do blend. They blend like that. Let me start off this way. If you're not a fan of like the 80s glam era music, and I'm not saying like it has to be your favorite music, but if you don't have any kind of appreciation for the 80s glam metal band, you're not going to get Steel Panther. Luckily for me, I love Def Leppard. Def Leppard truly is one of my favorite bands of all time. I've seen them like a dozen times in concert. I don't think I've ever seen Poison, but I like Poison a lot. Believe it or not. And Steel Panther actually does blend that traditional.
Oh, if I dip my nuts in chocolate.
Just now seeing that.
Yes, that's what you meant when you said, "Did you ask her if you wanted to dip your nuts in chocolate?" And I was like, I thought you were just implying that she just wanted to eat my balls, not me wanting to go balls deep in her fucking her balloon knot. Which I learned that.
Welcome to the party,
I learned that phrase from my 18-year-old coworker, third day working with him. He goes, "Yeah, one of my buddies calls like a butthole a balloon knot." And I was fucking chuckling at that for an hour. I was like, balloon knot.
You're just now learning of the phrase balloon knot? All right.
he was learning all sorts of stuff from me, too.
Okay.
Like that kid never played the original Xbox. Can you believe that bastard?
Where are we going?
Wow. Okay. Yeah, well, he's young enough. Damn.
I know, right?
So anyway.
I feel so old. I feel like Mark feels normally.
I taped Legion tonight. No one tapes
he
anything,
taped
you old bot.
You fucking old bastard.
I said that to Jesse earlier. Like, I don't want to dick around too much tonight, guys. I taped Legion. I want to watch it as soon as possible for tomorrow's show. And Jesse's like, what the hell, old man? You know, no one tapes anything anymore. I'm like, well, I'm still not comfortable saying I DVR'd it. Anywho, Poison and Def Leppard are two great bands, and Steel Panther does a great job of blending those two styles together. And I'm probably going to say this a few times as we go through this album. It'd be one thing if this were just a silly lyrical album, but the music behind it's also really solid.
Oh,
if you want to comment on that now, yeah, okay, be my guest. But I think it's going to come up a few times throughout this, because I have to say, there's some really solid musicianship on this album. I mean, it's not tremendously complex or anything, but I would say there's some really catchy songs on here, lyrics aside.
I can tell you that when I first heard Steel Panther, I thought they were a legit 80s band. I thought it was some band I never heard of from like the mid 80s to early 90s. And I was like, man, these guys are crazy. I can't believe I missed this shit back then. Oh, their album dropped a year ago. I mean, they really put you in the mind of an 80s glam metal band, and it's great. And if you, of course, ladies and gentlemen, if you've not had the opportunity to go watch a video by these guys, like anything, just pretty much anything you can find on YouTube, they dress the part, they look the part. I don't know if you want to call that a gimmick, but
it kind of is, because they're wearing wigs, man.
There's this is Undertaker's level of gimmick, okay?
All right. I could see that, but I mean, just like you said, they put together they play the part. There's not really too many songs where you're like, oh, geez, these guys are copping out and it doesn't sound like what they're supposed to. You can legitimately say these guys are a glam metal band. Are there too many? I don't know the answer to this question, so I'm legitimately asking, are there bands that sound like this today?
I'm not a big fan of hair metal, but yeah, I mean, I imagine that with the advent of the internet, with the internet really becoming a big thing, you know, and that throughout the years, it really helps people discover music, and I think we've really come at a time where people really kind of want to get sort of almost a nostalgia wave off of older music, and a lot of times they want to recreate that. That's why we see a lot of the neo-thrash bands. Like Havoc just had one come out. Lich King has an album coming out. Like, you get a lot of bands like that kind of want to get a feeling for how it used to be. And I think you're going to find bands like that do that with the hair metal style.
Okay. All right. Now, as for this track, I was just going to say, track, it's – okay, go ahead.
Well, when I look up modern glam bands, here's what comes up. Steel Panther, Crazy Licks, Crash Diet, Reckless Love, Gemini 5, Jet Black, The Darkness, Black Veil Brides, and The Last Vegas. So just a quick Google search returned, you know, like a half a dozen of these things.
Black Veil Brides, you kind of ugh at that there, Coop. Why did you do that?
I was never a big fan. Part of the reason I just... What the fuck? Sorry. I kind of found that they were one of those bands that a lot of the girls that were like, I'm into metal, wouldn't listen to. And I mean, I find that a lot of the men, they have a very talented guitarist, but I kind of feel that they're like some of those glam bands in the same way that they're a lot more style over substance. Like, they're pretty. And they've got a look that a lot of girls really like. So, for example, I think I told y'all one girl said, she's like, yeah, I really like metal, too. I'm like, oh, yeah. And, you know, I'm just sitting there like, oh, yeah, what band? Avenged Sevenfold. They went, uh-huh. Like, I am so used
God
to it.
Damn
it's
it.
Like, pretty much. That is always my reason. No, it's like, all right, let's see if I can find something else. Because drives me nuts. Because I never, like, it's kind of like you're like, oh, like a girl said, I like sports. You know, guys are like, oh, you watch sports. I'm like, oh, you like metal. All right.
So to put an exclamation mark on this conversation and move forward here, if you go to the Wikipedia page for a list of glam metal bands and artists, there's a section for glam metal revival bands. Right there is Steel Panther, and so are a bunch of others. There's tons here.
There
so
we go.
Check that out on your free time there. All right, I'm going to go ahead and play track two. This is Anything Goes, and when we come back, Jesse is going to have the lyrics ready. Are you ready, Jesse?
Yeah.
Oh,
here
I
we
got,
go.
I got the lyrics, too. I got the lyrics.
Okay.
They dated
all
themselves.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. A one, a one, a one, two, three, anything goes.
Bring the imagery, okay? Now, sometimes I'm sitting there, just like earlier today, I said I want to Google some of this stuff, but I really don't think I need to because I'm afraid. I'm freighted. And
well, you
now,
should be if you're fucking Googling German Shepherd.
I'm not. I yeah. But I learned a new phrase from Steel Panther, surprisingly. Actually, that's not a surprise at all, which is roll the bean. Okay, not but here's the thing. Give her 50 push-ups while she rolls her bean. Now here's the thing. I'm confused about what's going on in that verse. Coop, I don't know if I need to ask, but how is it possible to anyway, rolling her bean is a
euphemism.
Are we really doing
for,
this? I feel like I'm about to have.
I mean, we're not.
I feel like I'm about
I
to
mean,
have
we're
to
not
talk
rolling
with
the bean.
Grown
we
men.
Can't. We
I don't.
Can't. Hey, hey, he's pussy footing.
Oh, man.
Well, much. Okay. So what I'm assuming is she's doing one-arm push-ups.
Okay.
I mean, she's rolling the bean. Well,
how is she rolling? Is she rolling hers?
You know, yes, while she rolls her bean.
If she's rolling her bean, she's fingering herself. What is the problem,
people? Well, I thought it was...
Dude,
okay.
Okay, my wife just yelled at me. My wife's
what, because you're saying that too loud?
Stuff. And I just yell out if she's holding her bean, fingering herself. And my wife's like, will you shut up? The kids are trying to sleep.
Oh,
well, I mean, what are they
man.
Gonna do? Oh, yeah, you're going to get a fucking tug in your shirt at breakfast. Daddy, what is rolling the bean? The fucking Urban Dictionary, stimulating the woman's clitoris. There you go.
Okay,
so that's
all
what
right.
She's doing. See, I wasn't sure if it was like... See, I wasn't sure if it was like... flicking the bean because like we once one of my best friends walked in on his sister flicking the bean, which is great because
I think you can flick, you can roll. I believe it was, you know, Belviv DeVoe who said smack it up, flip it, rub it down. There's all kinds
oh,
of
no.
ways you can go at the bean. Oh no.
Pull syrup on her ass like she's chicken and grits. First of all, who puts syrup on chicken and grits?
Chicken and waffles, sure. Is the line chicken and grits?
Yeah, because it rhymes with tit. And then bring a German Shepherd on in the mix.
Oh, man. That's
implying things. Oh. Paint your fucking cock like a barber pole. Oh, no. Send a GoPro up your own butthole. Like,
listen,
like that,
I'll tell you right now.
That is not a fucking adventure I think anybody wants to watch.
The lyric video, the lyric video for this song is hilarious. All right,
oh, cool.
I would suggest anybody that's interested in listening to this song go to YouTube and find the lyric video. You will laugh quite heartily.
Okay.
My gosh,
what is the math thing?
Unicorns on your shaven balls.
What is the mask thing? The mask line. That's the only thing I want to know. He's like, make her wear a mask. It's something he's saying, like Nikki Six.
Yeah, like Nikki Six.
Okay. Why? Okay. Did something happen with Nikki Six in the past to where?
I'm about to Google that.
Lots of things happened with Nikki Six.
I'm afraid to ask.
What thing are you referring to?
Well, apparently, the only thing I could think of is somebody came on his face. That's about the only thing. That's what this makes it sound like. Am I wrong here, Cooper?
Well,
Mark,
you know,
Mark, I suggest you keep your voice down.
God, you're gonna be like me when my mom's like, "You're fucking talking too loud." Yeah, I don't see anything about Nikki Six in a mask unless they're talking about that time they masked the smell of their dicks in a burrito.
What?
Because they would cheat on their girlfriends, and in order to get the smell of like stank bean out of their off of their barber poles, they would stick their dicks. They would spend their last dollar and each put their dick in a burrito, breakfast burrito, so it wouldn't smell.
Always an educational experience here on the Metal Hammer of Doom.
Yeah. Now, I'm wondering if the reason they're tattooing unicorns on the shaven balls is because they shaved the balls because they were covered in chocolate.
Now it's a concept album.
Let's see, bang a hot midget on Niagara Falls, steal the Saturn V. Now, here's where I feel like they dated themselves, because Breakout Hand Grenades minus Charlie Sheen, because I don't want AIDS. Are we going to remember what that is? Are we going to remember Charlie Sheen in 10 years? I once did a project on Charlie Sheen, by the way.
Really?
It was when he was having his mental breakdown. So we each had to draw a topic out of the hat. And then you'd have to present a project. So it was public speaking class. You have to present a project on what you picked. Now, I picked the one really fun one, which was Charlie Sheen's mental breakdown. And I put sound clips between my slide transitions using fucking MS PowerPoint. Like, winning.
Nice.
That would be like half. it was so much fun. Like, I did a presentation on how to headbang, actually. That was another one I did.
I can't remember you telling me about that. All right, Jesse, any other lyrics you want to share with us here? Any other terms you need some education on? Sir?
I've learned everything I need to learn from Steel Panther and the Metal Hammer of Doom tonight. I will be using that phrase, by the way, rolling the bean, quite often from here on out.
Okay.
I just don't use it around
Maybe
the house.
We can help.
Weirdo.
All right. Track 3, this is Boon Tang Boom.
Cat it. I'm blue.
What's it all about, Robert?
Well, you see, the video for it has an adorable cat, so that just makes my livelong day. This song Aww. Is about, like, that chick that you meet, that you're like, nope, I don't want my mat. And then they keep fucking, like, hitting you up and showing up and trying to blow you. So, like, I really don't have much experience with that. But, yeah, that's a thing. That's a thing.
So,
see, I just,
right,
like,
wait,
I...
Hang on. So this song is about a woman who, despite your efforts to push her away, keeps coming back at you and pursuing you. That's your poontang boomerang?
Yeah, she's the poontang. Like, you know, the poontang, her vagina, her bean.
Okay, well, I want to be clear about this, because this is what I've been saying. Steel Panther is romance, because they just described how I met my wife. She's my poontang boomerang.
Dude, are you trying to get killed on air? I mean, seriously.
Dude, I'm staring right at her.
She starts beating your ass.
Yeah, I'm sure she's staring you down.
Melissa, wait, the kids are trying to sleep. She's like, oh, you see, like, poontang boomerang, motherfucker, and just starts beating you with a rolling pin.
Dude, I'm saying it right in front of her. She's just sitting there smiling at me. She's like, I guess I'm your poontang. She said it first,
because
actually.
She knows when you're going to sleep and you're not going to be able to fucking fight her back. Your bitch ass is dead.
The guys are suggesting you're going to choke me in my sleep.
Mm.
Nope, not this time. No, she readily acknowledges that she's my poontang boomerang.
Oh,
I love you, poontang
boomerang.
She readily
acknowledged that. She readily acknowledged that off the air originally, and now it's on a podcast. Whew.
Everything is on a podcast. Have you seen her posh video? Everything. This family lives on stage.
is that right?
Yeah, it is. Hey, look. I've been doing a podcast for over 10 years, grinding your gears. She just started selling posh, and she went live tonight on Facebook selling her posh wares.
Oh.
And she actually brought my kids in the mix. So they
No. Your kids begged me to be in
the All right, I don't know who's
whose
I don't
kids
know if you
are
hear
they?
That.
I'm curious. I'm just trying to figure out whose kids they are.
Well, they're my kids.
They're your kids,
you
apparently.
Tell.
No, well, what was funny is if you watch the video, my daughter is very much like me. She's boisterous. She's not camera shy in any way, shape, or form. You know, she looks like somebody too who will intrinsically take to the camera. And my wife made mention of that. She's like, "This is basically Little Marx. This is my husband, basically." And of course, my daughter is quite literal. My daughter is quite literal at this age. So she's like, oh, I'm not your husband, I'm your daughter. You know, so.
oh, God.
Yeah, the opportunity for Lily to get on camera and sell posh, she couldn't pass it up. So the three of them did the video together. We are the live and performing Rattledge family. All right. Anything else about Poontang Boomerang?
Yeah, that was an adorable cat in that video, just still saying. I don't think I've quite had Poontang Boomerang in my life. At least not yet, because I'm just trying to stay nice and just like, okay, well, thank you. Like, you know, kind of like the fact I never ever turn away Jehovah's Witnesses. I just listen to them and I just let them know, hey, my parents aren't very friendly people, so don't come back again, please. They're not.
Nice.
Well, I think Jesse will agree that if you ever find a woman who is your poontang boomerang, you marry that broad.
Indeed.
No, well, they said, I mean, he described the woman as, in this song, as like an old beanbag. you know, she's really got a lumpy butt and smells down below. Mr. Oh, you married that broad, yeah. She's like
I married my poontang boomerang. I'm proud of her. I don't know what you're talking about over there with your thing.
With my phone that I keep looking at with no text messages.
Poor Coop.
With your unflicked bean.
Would you rather have me bean flicking while talking on this podcast? I mean, that would make it really weird.
Oh, my God.
Jesse, what do you think of Poontang Boomerang?
Yeah. Again, wonderful imagery. they pull apart, yes. And, my goodness, you talk about a funny song. There's some funnier ones on here, but, you know, at the point at which he thought he was going to go, that he decided he thought about going gay. No, wait a second. What's even better is the fact that he is he's banging a chick at her wedding reception. It turns out it's his best friend's wedding. So it turns out it's his best friend's girl that is the Poontang Boomerang. But anyway.
And she used to be mine, right?
Is that a Guns N' Roses reference?
No.
No?
Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, poor Coop.
Boomerang, boomerang.
All right, yeah. Mark Rattle, let's move on, please. Goodness.
All right, so this next song is very pretty. It's a very pretty love song. I played it for my Poontang Boomerang earlier this evening. That's what she'll be known as for the rest of the night.
Have you ever played her Community Property, by the way?
I'm sure I have. Pretty sure when I did, I dedicated that to her, too.
Although it's really good when you do that and, like, you don't tell them what it is. They think it's a sweet song until, like, it hits the thing about your dog being community property.
All right. So this next song is a Steel Panther love song. This is That's When You Came In.
Every night I thought each lie was stupid, stumbled drunk, and the walls were drenched in vomit spit and other people's funk, and an endless line of 18-year-old stripper druggy whores would be winding to my funk right outside the tour bus doors. But I couldn't help but want for something just a little more. That's when you came in and blew me. That's when you came in and blew me. That's when you came in and blew me away. I was looking for a woman more beautiful than most, and not just in the retouch Facebook selfies that they post. Who refrained from talking only of herself when in my bed?
Identify with that, like, you know, like he's surrounded by idiots, and then he finally meets this woman who just blows him away. I mean, come on, don't you remember when the woman of your dreams blew you away?
No,
you
hear what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Coop.
This
album is not, it's just not going to go well for Coop. I mean, all we're talking about are dudes getting laid, and I mean, at one point I think we kind of shy away from the hypersexual stuff, I think, on this album. But Coop, I'm sorry, man. I really do feel for you, dude.
I feel the love.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Can we focus on the important thing that Steel Panther is talking about? A situation where you meet a woman who just blows you away.
And then I was about to say she ends up blowing you, and then she ends up being a good people, so you keep her around, like your Poontang boomerang.
Well, I mean, there's nothing sexual in that song. He's talking about somebody who, look, I was actually talking about this with my Poontang boomerang earlier this evening. You know, I said, I've actually had this conversation a couple times this week, that like when you meet somebody and they're like a fully formed individual with their own personality and interest, and they're exciting, and if they're like nobody you've ever met before, and you really do want to spend the rest of your life with them, they just blow you away. You understand what I'm trying to tell you? Poontang boomerang, when I met her, was an exciting, exhilarating, wonderful, take life by the balls individual, and we had lots of adventures together, and that was a primary reason why she blew me away.
Is this bit over? Is this bit over yet?
Yeah, I don't think it's even a bit over.
No, it's not. It's not a bit over.
I used to be over. All right, come on, Jesse. Back me up here.
Double entendre. A word or phrase open to two interpretations, one of which is usually risque or indecent. Okay?
There's nothing indecent about what I just said.
Sure.
I was pausing for effect.
This whole song is nothing but one of those.
Oh, is it?
Well,
give me an example.
Okay. No. The one thing that really impresses me, though, about Steel Panther is the fact that they can write a song like this, and, you know, it sounds like your hair metal ballad. And it's got to be – it's performed. Could you imagine – have either of you guys seen these guys on stage live? I don't know.
Not personally.
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm just curious. How could you – I'm sure it's a lot of practice, but I don't know if I could sing a song like this without, you know, laughing or, you know, smiling the whole damn time. You know what I'm saying? So it's just a tribute to what these guys can do to sing a song like this and make it sound so great. It just sounds it sounds like a love ballad. And according to Mark Radlich, it is. Yeah, oh, yeah.
I don't understand why you're not with me on this, Jesse.
Hey, look, I've been blown away many a time.
You've been blown away?
Away? Oh, yes. You ever seen that movie with Tommy Lee Jones? Blown away.
All right. I think we can put this bit to bed and move on.
Maybe.
All right. Maybe. This is track 5. This is The Wrong Side of the Tracks out in Beverly Hills.
My mansion is the size of a city block. Yeah.
that one's a firm meh for me. I mean, it sounds fun. It's one of the heavier songs on here, be that as it may. But lyrically, I'm just like, meh. What do you think, Coop?
Transvestites under streetlights.
Looking so tight.
You can take a boy out of the trailer park, you see, but you're never gonna get the trailer out of me. No, you know how many people I fucking know that are like that.
I think my favorite part is when she made him throw away the Dokken albums.
That was pretty great.
Propofol. I can only sleep at night using propofol. Isn't that what killed Michael Jackson?
You betcha.
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, because he was like, is that what, did he overdose or did he just not wake up? It's an anesthesia, right?
The doctor
Let's
killed.
See, propofol. What does it
I
do? Let's
propofol.
See, it causes relaxation and sleepiness before and during surgery.
Yeah,
hey.
I got it.
Yeah, it killed Michael Jackson. Good call.
My wife can tell you a real fun story from when I was in the hospital and how they had to give me propofol before my surgery, and I ripped it out of my arm. And in my sleep.
In your oh, jeez, dude.
Yeah, I was.
That's called
a bad reaction.
You were like half sedated.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, I was half sedated after my surgery and proceeded to rip the propofol out of my arm.
Yep.
I wonder if you said anything. Did you say anything funny while you were under?
My wife, the world wants to know, Melissa, Boontang Boomerang. If I said anything funny while I was under. Okay. Well, he makes a good point. I had a tube in my mouth. However,
oh, yeah, that's kind of tough.
You should have a tube in your
moment
butt.
That I was it's true. No one was going in my back door.
you want to
but
talk
for the brief
about
moment
mouth.
That I was my for the brief moment that I was conscious through any of this, I was wildly trying to sign at my wife what's going on. And you know, in a rare opportunity to humiliate me, my wife and my mother were just like, I don't know what the hell you're doing, but you look funny.
Oh, no.
mind you, I have a tube in my mouth, and I'm strapped to the bed, and I don't know what's happening. I'm completely disoriented. And angry as fuck, by the way.
Apparently. Turned you into the fucking Hulk.
Yeah,
well, obviously
I wish.
Not. He was still strapped into that fucking bed.
Mark
yeah.
Mad.
All right. Anything
you
else
know,
about the
even,
wrong side of the truck?
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid. I was about 11, and my IV came out because I was in the hospital for 2 weeks because of my fucking stupid leg. And they had to wait until I went to sleep to put it back in because I thrashed so much they couldn't get it back in me. Because I'm terrified of needles.
You know what,
yeah,
Mark? It just hit me.
Yes, sir.
Steel Panther needs a song called Floppy Esophagus.
They do need a song called Floppy Esophagus.
It ain't going. It's all going down. Ain't coming back up. Something like that.
It's
all right. Is there anything?
When I gotta throw up.
Oh boy.
Oh
all
man.
Right. There's not a whole lot to say about this one. So if not, then we'll move on to track 6 here. All
agreed.
Right, ladies and gentlemen.
When I get food poisoning, I get pissed because of my floppy esophagus.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, now the fun. Now the fun starts.
Thank you.
hit the lull of the album. But this track.
This had one.
And the one before it. What was that?
This song had one good line. Party with Caitlin or party with Bruce in the front door or in the cruise. Is it a chick or is it a dude? Doesn't really matter if she looks good nude. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I could dig it.
Thanks, Macho.
Oh, my goodness. It's your typical anthem for the partying ways of Steel Panther. It's about all I got, other than the fact that the beginning of the song reminds me of Chris Farley in, I think it's in Black Sheep, where he's like, drinking, smoking, toking, do a little dance. Something like that. But anyway, that's about the only thing that I could really pull out of this song.
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, there's not a bad song here. There's just like, they set the bar so high with some of their songs that some of them just kind of hit a low.
Sometimes
like,
I can't help but lower
right.
the bar.
Boom.
Yeah.
Still got
Boom.
It.
Boom. All right. Let's not belabor these points here. If we don't have a lot to say, let's just keep going. This is track 7. Now, this one's a fun song. We start to pick things up here. And these last couple of songs, there's not a bad one in the bunch. These are all great. So we're going to start off with another one that I played for my Boontang Boomerang before the show starts tonight. This is Pussy Ain't Free. Pussy ain't free. I think we can all agree on that.
Truer words have never been spoken.
What say you, Coop? Pussy ain't free.
When you return in derogation, your dick is going on the waterboard. That's a good line. That is a line because I've been reading the lyrics of the songs playing and just fucking amused. Yeah, I mean, this song really does have a point. A lot of these things do come at a certain price. Yeah. Whether it be somebody falling down a stairs and you're not getting a date, or spending fucking loaning a girl $2,000. I haven't done that, but my friends tell me I'm going to do that someday.
No, don't go that far.
They're like, Coop,
you spend...
Coop, I was watching this. I was watching this show called Catfish. That's going to be you. I'm like, fuck you, Josh. He's like, fuck you, Coop.
Cooper, as your friend and your mentor and your surrogate father, let me say this. If you spend $2,000 on a female, one, it better be a robot. Two, or it better be a prostitute. If you spend $2,000...
What about a robot prostitute?
I'll take it. But you better not...
Allowed!
But you better not throw $2,000 away on some broad who's just going to run off with your money. I'll be very disappointed in you.
I will, too. $2,000 is a lot of money, dude.
I mean, I'm sure you can get a decent Japanese sex robot for $2,000. Come on.
What is that line from Zack and Miri Make a Porno? It's like, oh, it's like, you know, the flashlight. Well, how's the flashlight? It's like fucking a flashlight. What do you think it is?
All right. This next song is the high point of this album for me. If I could be serious for a moment.
Shut up, Lance.
This next song is about how, and it's not sexist. Yes, it's sung by men. Yes, it's, you know, you could perceive it as such, but you got to look deeper. You got to look at what these people are trying to tell you. This is about any one of us who have contorted ourselves to try to meet someone else's expectations. You understand what I'm trying to tell you? This song is about any one of us who tried to turn themselves into something they're not, to the point where they could not recognize themselves anymore, to try to make another person love them. It never ends well. It's a painful, painful experience. And the lesson learned is that the person who will love you for who you are without you having to make massive changes to your personality, to your
That's
very
why
fiber
I'm a
of your being.
Weirdo.
And stay weird. Stay weird,
right,
Austin. All right? Ladies and gentlemen, the anthem for 2017, the anthem for all of us who have been in that relationship with that person, male or female, where we were not ourselves, and we came through it and we realized, be true to yourself is the most important thing and the most important part of the foundation of any relationship. Ladies and gentlemen, Steel Panther bring you one of the greatest songs ever written. This is Wasted Too Much.
Wasted too much time fucking you. Wasted.
sing it, Steel Panther. Shout it to the heavens. Write it in the sky in gossamer tears. Wasted too much time. Oh, the pain. The pain, Jesse Starcher, in that song.
You are overselling this thing. You think it's that great, huh?
Yeah, I really – you don't think it's that great?
It's good.
You're not
with me. I'll give you that. Here's the thing, okay? They go out of their way to write and sing you a very moving song. But they can't get away from the gimmick. they've got to include the fact that some other girl is going to be swallowing his goo. All right, you just had to something else, and this song would have been A1 legit wonderful. But no, but then again, maybe I should be giving them credit for keeping the gimmick alive. But hey,
you don't want them,
everyone's
don't
had
want
their
to
heart
sound
broken.
Like, you don't want them to sound like Sagamore. I'm just saying. You know, these guys are. They're
right.
Because
they're insecure
still
in their masculinity.
Listen, you got to ride that line. I think there's something to be said for a sensitive, for being, you know, in tune with your own feelings as a man, for being sensitive. But you don't want to overdo it. And now you come across like a pansy ass. I think this song is beautiful. I think this song is truth. And it's handled as appropriately as a band like this could possibly handle it. These guys are not Elton John, okay? You know, I don't know what
well,
you
yeah,
want.
Well, yeah, if they
me,
were Elton John, they'd be fucking guys.
All right. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you?
I follow you. Yeah. I do. I really do. I mean, I'll give it that. It's one hell of a good song for Steel Panther. So, and I do understand. I do feel the pain that this guy's going through. And you're right. It is the anthem. You know, this could be a song for anybody who's had to try and be that person that somebody else wanted them to be when that's not actually who they are. And that's a shitty thing to have to go through.
Surely you identify with what they're saying.
I've been there.
Okay. I don't need you to tell me a story, though you can if you want to. But I mean, I wasn't fishing for a story. But I would have to say that I think we've all been there at some point in our life. And I think that when a song strikes you in the heart, and you can really identify with the story that they're telling, you know, with the emotions that they're bringing out, that makes the song that much better. Like you're saying, I'm overselling it. I don't think I'm selling it enough.
Okay. Coop, why don't you weigh in here, man?
I think it's a solid song. I don't think it's like, I really don't think it's like, really that much of a barnstormer. I really think someone's kind of looking a little bit deep into it. I'm not going to say who. I think it's a solid song. If you like it, that's cool. You know, it's a fine song. I can feel it in my heart, but also I know these guys are not exactly Elton John. So, like, because nobody's swallowing it. Well, I guess some guy's swallowing his goo. At least you didn't have to worry about what the bean means.
No. No, he's probably not rolling anyone's
what
bean.
What does it mean?
What does the bean mean? All right.
What is it? Flicking the bean?
From the heartfelt to just the hard. Here it is. I got what you want.
You can go and buy soul.
We have often said to a woman, I've got what you want, it's in my pants. I've often said that to my wife, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
But you know, Melissa, I've got
well,
what
yeah,
you
I
want,
mean, she's your
poontang
boomerang. She's not turning you down.
Yeah, here's the problem. I've said, I've got what you want, and it's in my shorts. And she says, you're right. And then, like Jane from the Jetsons, she takes my wallet out of my pants.
No!
Oh, you know what? You should be like, Jay, just drop your pants. Jane, stop this crazy thing.
I have something I could add to that, but there are some stories I should not tell on the air, so we'll just keep going here.
Well, I mean, as long as a woman covered in other men's semen doesn't try to hug you.
Yeah, well, God, who hasn't heard that story at this point? Jesus Christ.
That's my favorite. That story
just
is the best story.
Just ones I could get. I wish we could get through one of these podcasts where that doesn't get brought up. Anywho.
Well, just you wait. You're gonna be here for a while.
All right, Jesse, get me out of this. What are we doing here?
Oh,
I got
what you want.
Is it 5.5 inches of love? Yikes,
I feel so
buddy.
Sorry. I don't know. Okay, I like this guy. I feel like he's trying to be honest in this song, but then at the end he gets a little screwed up and he's like asking to lick her balls. He goes, oh wait a second, no, wait a second, I'm not gay. So it's I don't know what they're trying to do here, but you know what really makes me. You know, how many songs are we in here? Eight? We're eight songs in. Have you guys thought of what a production meeting would be like to sit down for Steel Panther? And they're like, okay, well, we can't use that phrase. We used that on the last album. So we got to come up with something new about, you know, sticking my penis in a vagina. And it's over and over. They got to come up with something new.
In what way have we talked about sticking dicks in vaginas? Well...
You know, it's like, okay, you know, and pre-album, they're like, you know, writing out the titles for the songs. They don't have a title for it yet, so it's just like Dick Euphemism 1, Dick Euphemism 2. They're just sitting there, okay, well, I got one for Dick Euphemism 3 here, and anyway, I
what
like it.
What do you think they play? Fucking a fucking... Ah, dick version of Mad Libs.
That's nice. That's got to be what it is. Anyway, this song's pretty damn funny. Oh, man, it's hilarious. Good song. Good stuff. Coop.
All right. Let's.
No, let's not. Coop, you got anything else to add?
Yeah, that's right. Ask Coop. At least he's honest and says 5.5 inches.
All right.
All right, this next song is a great one. It's the last proper song of the album. There's a bonus track here that's cover of it's a Cheap Trick cover. We'll hear that next. But here's our last Steel Panther original of the night, and it's a doozy. Played this one earlier for the Boontang Boomerang. She loved it. This is Walk of Shame.
You call your hand as you reach for the door. You
love the harmonica in there, the that little scat at the beginning. I love the fact that sucking my dick is so rock and roll.
Oh, man.
Sucking my dick is so rock and roll. I have to use that on somebody.
This,
like, you know what's really
wrong?
Well, you got someone in the room.
This song continues, like, it gets levels of crazy as it proceeds to go on, because at, like, near the end, we're back at the old folks' home, if you guys remember that one from the last album, but...
who could forget?
And then...
the old folks' home? That was the name of it?
Yes, yeah, something like that, and then they end up, like, they start bagging on the bassist, talking about Lexi's mom, which I believe, I don't know if I saw a single from these guys, but by the way, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but Lexi is the name of the bassist of the band. So they're talking about fucking Lexi's mom. And then she's in the DP Hall of Fame. The DP Hall of Fame.
Well, you know what? Somebody, y'all know what DP is, right, boys?
I do.
Yes,
indeed,
do.
I do.
All right. So, hang on.
Indeed. Oh, no.
You know what? You know what DP stands for, but you didn't know what rolling the bean was. Okay. So that's where
Mark,
we're at with this.
I'm sorry. I don't watch as much porn as you, maybe. I don't know. I don't take these classes that you do down in Florida. I have no idea.
Fucking classes.
And that's how you roll the bean.
I'm just. All right, don't get hot about it.
hey, just real quick, Poontang Boomerang. All right, I'm throwing this out there for any unpaid intern that usually listens to the Radlich and Broadcasting Network. Easy name for a porn channel that shows nothing but like 1980s porn. All right, Poontang Boomerang.
Oh no, you didn't. Oh wow. Oh, that's a joke I would make. I was gonna say because we know Mark watches porn all the time. The LCSW is actually longtime cuckolding.
Oh no!
Oh yeah. So, streaming watcher. We can just go with that.
Can't prove I watch any porn, sir.
Because you're a good person who has figured out the internet and watched an incognito window. I'm on to you.
You can't prove anything.
You know what's so funny about this song? The song is like pretty much like, yeah, your pussy's 18, it's okay. And then by the end of it, it's like, yeah, when everything gets saggy, it's not going to be that bad. A whole bunch of old people fucking won't be so weird now. And now we're all fucking and we're old and it's great. And turns out the guys are the ones making the wall of shame with their guy liner. Because Lexi's mom's a fucking skank.
Nice. Poor Lexi.
All right.
Yeah.
We've reached the end of this train wreck. We have one more song left. Jesse watched the video for it because he's really the one always watching the naked women on the Google machine.
Oh, yeah, sure.
This is a cover of Cheap Trick, She's Tight.
Boop, beep, boop, 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 boop.
Dream.
na 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 na. All right, folks. I'm going to go ahead and just give you my final thoughts. This is easily an A. It's a great album. It's an easy listen. It's fun for the whole family. There's some anthems on here, some groovy tracks. Nothing's real samey about it. Sure, there's a bit of a lull in the middle, but nothing, you know, nothing too bad. Solid entry into the 2017 catalog of metal albums. I've had a lot of fun here talking about it, as you can hear. I will definitely be listening to this as, again and again as the year goes on. You know, as we listen to other stuff, I'll come back and listen to this one. So, again, Steel Panther, A. Coop, your final thoughts?
You know, I got to say Steel Panther lowered the bar yet again. This album, solid, 7 out of 10. I really feel like there's a lull here in the middle, and some of the songs are, oh, that was a good joke. Like, I feel like some of it's about one, some of it's just a good joke. There, I mean, there's some good riffs, there's some really good solos. I mean, the musicianship is here. I'm just not a big hair, I've never been much for hair metal. But there's definitely some songs I come back to. Good old Poontang Boomerang. I mean, that was good. Walk of Shame. You know, I mean, there's some really nice moments. It's not quite She's on the Rag or Fat Girl or Community Property or Asian Hooker. Dude, Asian Hooker, I was singing that while driving the power equipment in the back today. I was like, sucky fucky, smells like sushi. I was fucking this. I was. Oh, great spot. Right now. Okay.
Okay, Jesse, you're up.
I don't know if he's going to come back or not. You're breaking up there, Coop. Let me go ahead and I'll speak on what I think of the album here real quick. He's still going. I like Lower the Bar. There's a few bright spots on the album, but I agree with Coop. There's a bit of a lull. I would probably put this, if I'm comparing it to their previous album, All You Can Eat still wins my favor. Whether it be because it's the first and my introduction to Steel Panther. But, I mean, you know, there were some great songs off of that album that I would – Bukkake Tears. I mean, come on. But, again, there's some solid stuff on here that I think I'll probably replay. And I'm glad I got to hear it again. I'm glad I got to be actually, you know, a part of reviewing the album with you guys. So that's Steel Panthers always brings – they bring some hilarious imagery to their songs, and they do a tremendous job of trying to make it sound like a legit – a legit anthem or a legit ballad. So I'll give it a thumbs up. I mean, it's clearly a thumbs up for me. I would absolutely tell anybody out there listening, give this one a shot. I think you're going to find something on here you enjoy, at least one or two songs for your playlist.
All righty. And that brings us to the end of our queue. And we will be back next week with Body Count, Motherfucker, Bloodlust, No Lives Matter, The Hoodie Life. Love it all. Can't wait. Christmas has come early. This past week on the Rattlers and Broadcasting Network, we had a double dose of Iron Fist. I'm going to let Jesse tell you about that in just a second. But yesterday, Damn You Hollywood did our last show for the month of March. We closed out this month with Power Rangers. You can check out that review. Tomorrow night, I will be getting Jesse and Josh Calandros and Ronnie Adams together, not for a source material, but rather for a TV party tonight. We will be looking at Legion Season 1, which the season finale, if you're listening to this live, is actually tonight. And we're going to go ahead and discuss the entire season, all 8 episodes, tomorrow, I love you, tomorrow, at 9 o'clock.
Are you going to go back and rewatch all your VHS tapes of that show?
Shut up.
Fast forward through the commercials.
Now, WrestleMania is this weekend. We got the Hall of Fame Friday night. We got NXT on Saturday, and then, of course, WrestleMania on Sunday, which brings us into next week. I don't know what's happening on Monday. Robert Winfrey may be reviewing Ghost in the Shell with somebody. Not me, but somebody else. It's up in the air right now. Tuesday, Sean Garmer. Make sure this happens, Jesse. Garmer is supposed to, from WrestlingToTheMax.net, supply us with a review of WrestleMania weekend. So that should be up on the network Tuesday, April 4th, hopefully around 9 o'clock. The aforementioned Metal Hammer of Doom, your Wednesday night mess around, Body Count, Bloodlust. And then I'll be on my cruise, but right here on the network, Jesse and I, because Jesse made me, we'll be discussing the Netflix documentary Minimalism. Minimalism. A documentary about removing the clutter from your life. The week after that, right here on the Metal Hammer of Doom, your Wednesday night mess around, another album dropping at the same time as Body Count. Well, we can't do two albums at once, so we're pushing it off another week. Mastodon, Emperor of Sand. So we got a lot of good albums coming up in the very near future to get to. We're very excited about it here in the Metal Hammer of Doom. So look for all of our great shows, our great content right here. All right, Iron Fist. Tell them about it, Jesse.
Yeah, man. On the Source Material Comic Book Podcast, we had fun time here. We just figured out something here on the Rattlesnake Broadcasting Network. And be ready, folks, because it may be happening a lot more. We could do two shows as long as they're pre-recorded. So this past Monday, me, Ronnie Adams, Mark Rattlesnake, finished out our discussion with our part two coverage of Iron Fist, the Living Weapon. So you got to hear us talk about the last six issues of Iron Fist, the Living Weapon. Then, I think it was Sunday, I was like, man, I'd like to talk a little bit more Iron Fist. So what the heck did me and Ronnie Adams do but go and find the first meeting, the first tag team appearance of Iron Fist and Luke Cage? That's right, Iron Fist and Power Man. We got to cover that. Came out in 1977. So if you're interested as to how those two guys come together in the comic world, give that a listen. It showed up immediately afterwards there on Monday. So if you want to go back in the archives, you should easily be able to find that. Other than that, at some point here, I'm getting ready to get moved in. So I know that I have a scheduled podcast to do with Patrick Mullen and Gavin Napier on the Legion of Superheroes, the Darkness Saga. So if you guys are Legion fans, as in Legion of Superheroes, kind of keep an eye out for that, because that's going to be dropping sometime mid-April. That's the plan anyway. So other than that, make sure to go give the Rattlesnake Broadcasting Network Facebook page a like to stay up on top of all the great podcasts that we have to offer. Don't forget to give love to our boys over at Screaming Boy. They provide us with some content as well. And, of course, Stuart Lang and Robert Winfrey and all the boys that come together here to do the Rattlesnake Broadcasting Network. Make sure to give them some feedback. Let them know you appreciate what you listen to. Again, my name is Jesse Starcher. Thank you very much for having me here on the Metal Hammer of Doom. As always, I can't wait to get back here and talk about Body Count, motherfucker.
All right, Coop, tell us about the podcast that you don't do. Oh, we lost.
Perfect. Perfect plug.
Hang on.
And then I thought we were doing like the Casual Heroes were doing something like that day or some fucking shit like that.
Oh. No, I canceled that shit.
Oh, why? Because all that would do, he was just a bunch of bitching.
No, I just we have a content agreement with Sean, where basically I gave him all my content and took nothing back. So I was like, nope, I need you to do a show. Live up to your end of the bargain, sir.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Sean and things that haven't been published, yeah, that review is still not out.
Oh, my God. This fucking story. Moveon.org.
God, this is like a second date or something. Jesus.
Doesn't show up?
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Jesus Christ.
Text message. I mean, hey, he at least showed up the second time.
All right. Do your plug. You have 30 seconds.
Good.
Go.
Well, fucking crucify me. Since I write a podcast, your own politics, Tokusatsu, and by all things, I mean, we push like every 6 months, and a bunch of fuckers from South America like our page, because fuck you, that's why. So, find us at facebook.com/SinceIWriteHerPodcast, and it's SENTAIRIDER podcast. Then there's WTMnet.com, my buddy Sean Garmer, who also likes to host our shit, and just not my reviews. He wants me to. Oh yeah, I gotta write something up for him by the morning. Oh yeah, I'm gonna be in their WrestleMania preview. I'm gonna be doing the AJ Styles versus Shane McMahon match, which is a match that they built up really well, considering. But I still don't want to see it. It is going to be a giant festering mound of feces. That event. I mean. Sweet Christ on a cracker. Undertaker looked like he fucking broke a hip taking doing a choke slam, which maybe he did. I don't know. I've never been fucking
pissed
before.
Only, WrestleMania is a one-match card. WrestleMania is a one-match card, but it's all you need, and it's Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar.
Oh, God, shut up, Mr. Boom Heavyweight. That match is a farce. I saw that match need to see that match with the title, and I am a farce. Haven't you met me?
You're a farce.
Well, not in person, I guess. I'm a fart, I tell you that much. We all need to fucking hang out someday. We all just need to go, let's find a point and just all hang out.
We did. We already covered this.
We'll have a fantastic day.
No, we Jesse and I already figured this out. You got left out. Sorry.
Yeah, you just gotta get to Pittsburgh, Coop.
Yeah, July 30th. We're going to Primus and Clutch in Pittsburgh.
Oh, I guess. Yeah, it's because I'm black.
Oh boy.
I don't. What?
No, it's because I have friends in West Virginia, and that was the closest show. Thank you very much.
Oh, I'm West Virginia.
Yep.
They're related.
Down. No.
Well, they're related. Where on the tree do they meet?
All right. You have 10 seconds. Nine.
Hush. If you keep counting, I can't talk. And you know you want me talking more. So, anywho, yeah, I'm going to go watch wrestling with Nick, the guy who's going on this podcast. I almost got him on this podcast this week. And he's like, I got a master's thesis. So,
everyone take a drink.
So maybe not next week, because I probably won't be here next week. But some week, we will. I'm going to get him on here, and we're going to fucking podcast about bullshit. And then you're going to hear he and I giggle. We just fucking giggle at each other's bullshit like a couple of fucking girls in love or something.
Great. Good sell job.
Bean. Flicker.
Are we good?
Mr. Bean.
We need to rewrite Head Crusher by Megadeth as Bean Flicker. Death by the Bean Flicker.
All righty.
Bean Flicker.
ladies and gentlemen,
I pay money.
This has been the Metal Hammer of Doom with the Metal Coop, Mr. Lonely Hearts, and the disapproving dad, Jesse Starcher. I hope you've enjoyed our show. We'll be back next week at 9 o'clock. It'll probably just be me and Jesse holding it down with body count because, you know, it just didn't work out with Coop's schedule, but maybe he'll come on. Who knows? So we thank you for joining us on one of our shorter shows. We kept it tight. She's tight. We kept it tight tonight. So now I'm going to break out my VHS and go watch Legion. With that said, be well, be safe, and behave.